My lovely assistant Weston is going to help pass out some outlines that you can fill in the blanks as we go along. These outlines that you're getting, they were supposed to have a coloring page on the back. We couldn't get it to print at our house, and I asked Timothy for help last night. I sent him an email and a text and said, I'm sending you this stuff. Can you print it out for tomorrow? And he said, well, now, wait a minute. You mean tomorrow? Because Rick's preaching tomorrow. I said, oh, well, that's okay. Well, anyway, we couldn't get it printed at our house, and we couldn't get it printed here. We ended up with two of the double-sided with the blanks on both sides on most of these, and some of them have a coloring page and some don't, and so good luck. What's that? Oh. It's just not meant to be that you're coloring in church today, so. Of course, we're talking about Mother's Day, and in a minute, I'm going to invite somebody randomly up to speak on Mother's Day. No. I'll be your speaker for today on Mother's Day. And I'm going to focus on Isaiah chapter 55. I thought Dan asked me to speak a couple weeks ago. And when I thought that, I wrote a rough draft of a sermon on that day. And I was thinking about, who's a mother in the Bible that we don't talk about a lot? And so I was gonna speak on the mother of Jesus. I was gonna speak on Mary, and there really isn't a whole lot about her mentioned about her time as a mother in the Bible. She doesn't say much, and so I had a rough draft on that sermon, but kind of didn't like how it came out. So that is something that I thought about, though, is, you know, mothers, they don't always have to say a lot in order to be a good mom. And Mary, of course, was chosen to be the mother of Jesus, and she really was not recorded to have said a whole lot after the birth of Jesus. So that was one thought, but today I want to focus really on Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55 begins with an invitation. It says, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? This is a passage for every weary soul. And I don't know many moms who aren't at least a little weary, right? So maybe this is a passage written to moms to think about. Maybe it's written to us and to think about how our moms invite us to come. When we have no money, come and eat, you know? So I know my mom's taking us out to lunch this afternoon, right? When you have no money, come and eat, right? No. But moms do that, you know, they comfort you when you feel like, well, I got nothing left. You can go to mom. You can't always do that with dad, can you? God is speaking here in Isaiah 55 like a parent. He's reaching out to his children with love. And today I want us to hear these words as a message to moms, but also about them, because godly parenting reflects the heart of God. So I guess I need one of those outlines to see what it is that the blanks are. So I make sure you get your blanks. Thank you. Yeah. So the passage starts out with, "Come, all you who are thirsty." Think about that image. Moms are the ones who say, "Come and eat, come inside, come here and let me hold you." And the Lord does the same thing. In Isaiah 55, he doesn't begin with a demand. It begins with a gentle, wide-open invitational. So your first blank there, God's love is invitational. God's love is invitational. Begins with a gentle, wide-open invitation to whoever is reading this passage. A godly mother models the heart of God when she opens her arms, her kitchen, her calendar, her text feed. Her heart, even when she herself is running dry a lot of times. Here's the thing, can't pour from an empty cup. I've heard that saying a lot of times, and it's true. You can't pour from your cup if your cup is empty, and so moms a lot of times are giving. And sometimes your cup is empty, and so this invitation is for you as well from God, is come and recharge, refill. Come and eat and drink yourself so that you can continue to give to others. God doesn't just invite moms. He doesn't just invite children of mothers. Maybe there's some in the room that don't have a close relationship with their mother, or never did, or don't anymore, or their mothers aren't around to go to for comfort in times like this, and maybe this is a hard message to hear. But God is inviting you as well, those people that are in that situation, to come and recharge. He says, "Listen to me, and you will delight in the richest of fare." Isaiah 55, verse 2. The second point I want to cause you to think about is that God's word never returns void. God's word never returns void, and neither do a mother's words. Sometimes, I think as a parent in general, I've not been a mother, but I am a father, and sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to the wall. I feel like I'm repeating the same things over and over every day, and it's not getting through to anyone. This past week, I had a situation at work where I was on a house call, and those of you that don't know, visitors, guests, I work for the Winnebago County Coroner's Office full-time, so I go and I am in homes of people that are in all kinds of different emotional states. Sometimes they're angry and can't really explain why. Sometimes they're sad and crying and can't control themselves. Other times they're just sort of blank. And this was one of those cases. I was in a home where they were just sort of blank. And I always have to try to gather some basic information about what's going on here lately. What's been going on in this house lately? What's been going on health-wise with this person that we're here to talk about, right? And so I went in the room where the person was, and I saw and did my thing there, and then I went back out to the living room, and I'm trying to talk to the family that's left and trying to ask about what's been going on with this person lately. And I said, "So, can you tell me a little bit about the last few days, about what's been going on with this person?" And it was just like that. And and there was a police officer here to my right, and there I had an intern with me from our office, and she was standing right here. She's a high school senior, and so we all kind of looked at each other like, "Did that come out? Did I say what I thought I said?" And then they're like, yeah. And so I said it again. I said, "I'm looking for a little bit of medical history. Like, did he go to the doctor any time in the last few months?" And And I'm like, this is going to make it in the Mother's Day sermon, because this is just like how I feel when, like, I ask, well, how did that get broken? You know. And so moms, sometimes you feel like your words are going out and they're not doing anything. But God's word never returns void, and I want to suggest to you that neither do mother's words. We often wonder if our efforts even matter, especially as parents. Mothers worry, did they hear me when I told them I loved them? Did my advice go in one ear and out the other? Did the prayers I prayed in the middle of the night reach God's ears? God says, no word of mine is wasted, not one. It will accomplish what I sent it to do. And moms, your words, when they are rooted in love, truth, and scripture, will not return void either. It might take some time before we see their effectiveness, but they will not return void. Even if your child is wandering, was wandering, or not in church this morning, trust the process, trust God's timing. Your voice echoes louder and longer than you think. Isaiah 55 ends with joy. I guess we should look there. Isaiah 55, verse 11 is talking about the words not coming back empty or void. But then Isaiah 55 ends with joy. So the third point I want to leave you with is that God promises joy even after tears. God promises joy even after tears. Isaiah 55, verse 12 says, you will go out in the joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you. This isn't just poetic, it's prophetic. So moms, you've walked through nights of weeping, dirty diaper changes while dad's sleeping, doctor visits, discipline that you wonder, was that too harsh? Was that not harsh enough? Disappointment. But those who sow in tears will reap in joy. That's what the Bible says. Let me tell you this. You are not just managing chaos, moms. You are planting eternal seeds. And God chose you to be the mother of your children for a reason. Just like God chose Mary to be the mother of Jesus, even though she barely said anything that's recorded in the Bible. You don't always have to have the right words or thoughts or the answers to every question. Maybe on your life outline, you've got blanks on both sides instead of the answer key like you're supposed to have. You're planting eternal seeds, and God chose you to be the mother of your children for a reason. And one day, I believe, whether in this life or in the one to come, there will be joy, there will be singing, and there will be fruit of your efforts. When your efforts are to honor God, they will be fruitful. So this Mother's Day, Isaiah 55 reminds us of three things. God's love invites, and so does a mother's love. God's love invites. God's word never returns void, and God's word never returns void, and neither does the words of a mother. And Number three, God brings joy after tears, and mothers are part of that story. So if you're a mom here today, pause today and be filled when your cup is, if your cup is feeling empty. Allow yourself to be refilled and recharged today from God's word. Isaiah 55 is a place to start that refilling. If you're not a mother, honor the women today who shaped your faith, whether that was your mother biologically or symbolically or spiritually. Honor the women who shaped your faith today. And if you've been wandering in one way or another, either from your family or from God's word, God says, come home, just like your mother probably did or should have when you needed that kind of reassurance when you've wandered in life. You can always come home to mom, and that's what God says here in Isaiah 55 as well. If you're wandering, come home. Come, even if you got no money left, come and eat, come and drink. You don't need any of those financial worries at God's house. So this morning, if you're spiritually thirsty, if you're weary, if you need to remember your labor is not in vain, this is your invitation to come to the waters and drink. Come to the waters of baptism and be baptized if you haven't. Come and be filled. So as we sing our closing song, if any of that touched a nerve this morning with you, that you maybe are feeling empty and need to be recharged, if you feel like you've been wandering and you need a place to come home to, if you feel like, well, the water that I've been drinking and the things that I've been focused on in this life are not really satisfying, God offers a different kind of water. So come forward, come home, and be filled as we sing.